Shringar Darshan of Shri Shri Radha Govindaji. Yesterday, we mentioned the five most potent forms of devotional service as enumerated by Srila Rupa Goswami. And the first is Sadhu Sangha, association with devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Nama Kirtana, Bhagavat Shravana, Mathura Vasa, and Murti Shradanvita Sevana. But first is Sadhu Sangha, association with devotees. And we can appreciate how by the association of devotees, or in the association of devotees, all of the other devotional activities become more relishable, more appreciable, like chanting the holy names together. Of course, we're doing Harinam Sankirtan. By definition, we must chant and dance together. But even when we chant japa, by chanting in the association of devotees, we feel more encouragement, more enlivenment. And Bhagavat Shravana, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, of course, there must be at least two. Like Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit. But it wasn't just the two of them. So many others also came and heard. And they also got the benefit. And therefore, the Bhagavatam is glorified, that it is beneficial for the speaker. It is beneficial for the listener. And it is also beneficial for others who also witness the exchange. Then Mathura-vasa. Mathura-vasa really means to live in Mathura, Vrindavan, Mayapur, or any holy place. In the seventh canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada explains that any temple is a holy place. And by performing devotional service in any temple, one gets the same benefit as by performing the service in some holy place of pilgrimage. That is, the effects of one's service is multiplied 1,000 times. And the Bhagavatam specifically mentions that the effect takes place in holy places of pilgrimage or any place where the deity is installed. So worshipping, or say residing in a holy place, visiting the sacred places of Lord Krishna's pastimes in such places, is more appreciable, again, in the association of devotees. When we go together in a group, we perform Harinam Sankirtan, we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and specifically we hear about the pastimes of the deities sometimes and the devotees in the particular place. And by going together in the association of devotees, we can relish the experience more. And same with worshipping the deity. The Bhagavatam also explains that if one cannot directly worship the deity, but if he visits the temple where the deity is installed and sees the worship of the deity performed by others, that also counts as deity worship. So we are coming, and so many devotees are coming, to see the arti of Sri Sri Radha Govindadev. And seeing the arti is also considered to be deity worship. And there are so many items in deity worship. Parikrama, circumambulating the deity. And doing so in the association of the devotees is so much more enlivening. When we see the devotion of the devotees in Jaipur, thousands and thousands of them are coming. There's no temple commander to go and wake them up. How are they coming? There's no mud commander to say, if you don't come to Mangal Arti, you don't get prasad today. But they come because of their natural devotion for Sri Sri Radha Govindadev. And when we see how they sing, how they pray, how they circumambulate the deities, we think we should have such devotion as they have. And it becomes more inspiring and enlivening. So sadhu sangha is most important, and in the association of devotees all the other items become more relishable. So we're glad to be here in the association of you all. By such association, we feel our spiritual advancement is being accelerated and enhanced. Sri Sri Radha Govindadev ki jai, Gaur Bhaktivrind ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanand ki jai. So now we will move to the temple to reach in time for deity greeting. And then just after offering obeisance, we will do Harinam Sankirtan to the next time.